Welcome to Zurich Talks podcast. I'm your host, Olivia Kinghorst. In this series, we'll be hearing from the industry veterans working at the forefront of digital innovation at Zurich Insurance Group. During this period of intense technological change, insurers are at the eye of the storm. Automation, personalization, and artificial intelligence are reshaping the industry from its very foundations. And as with any period of disruption, there are both risks and rewards. Through these conversations, I'm keen to discover Zurich's strategic approach to navigating the coming decade and how our guests are personally harnessing the power of digital technology in service of their customers. Joining me at the Zurich Talks podcast table is Jack Hall, CEO of Zurich Global Ventures. Now, as the driving force behind Zurich's innovative growth engine, Jack is uniquely positioned to shed light on the essential components of an innovative practice. So, what does it take to keep this engine operating smoothly and at peak performance? Let's find out. Jack, you have spent over two decades in insurance. What are some of your most vivid memories of technological disruption during this entire period?
It's crazy to think I've been doing this for 20 plus years, but I guess if I go back far enough, you know, one of the biggest sort of innovative changes to our industry has actually been self-service, as crazy as that sounds. But, you know, there was a time when you had to call center and submit forms with paper, and all that has changed. And it's really changed the way our consumers interact with us and our ability to listen to them and change the way we respond to them. But it's also changed the way, you know, they can then help themselves. So I think that was the first big change that I saw in my career. The second change that I saw is really the ability of insurers to embed insurance into digital journeys. And that's something that's come about over the last 10 years or so, where we've really been able to put insurance into the normal sort of pattern of buying that our consumers have today. And that's allowed us to introduce insurance into, you know, the right place. Today, that is becoming much more contextual. So whereas historically we would offer insurance, you know, just embedded on a web page, now we're actually able to offer the right insurance at the right time to the right person with the right type of coverage. So it's becoming smarter. And I think that's where this gets really interesting for us.
And we're going to dive into embedded insurance later on in this podcast. But let's talk about you. How have you personally adapted in the face of innovation and all these technological waves?
It's been really interesting. I think, you know, the biggest learning that any of us can have when it comes to innovation is the understanding and recognition that we really just don't know everything. And it's important to listen. It's important to listen to people to understand, you know, where they think we can take technology and how we can use it, how they see the world changing around us, because the experiences that I have are certainly not indicative of experiences that other people have. And it's important to listen to how they see technology and innovation impacting their lives, and then think about how we can apply that to insurance. So for me, it really comes down to listening, giving people the opportunity to explain how they, you know, are finding innovation, how they're working with innovation within their own businesses or in their own lives, and how we can then apply it.
So what I hear is staying humble and keeping our ears open to the customers.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right.
Well, you have also worked extensively in Asia. So can you reflect on the rise of Asia as an innovation hub and what you've seen on the ground there?
Yeah, Asia's been a really amazing story. And I think that a lot of that is driven by the fact that they didn't have such a heavy infrastructure to begin with. So if you think about cell phones, as an example, I know it's not insurance, but, you know, cell phones became so prolific across Asia, largely because they didn't have landlines, right? So it was much easier for a lot of these countries, especially in Southeast Asia, to just put up one cell tower and service an entire community instead of installing phone lines, you know, to every home. And insurance is a lot like that, right? If you don't have insurance already built into your economy, if you don't already have a service model built, you can incorporate a new service model and start with something that is more innovative. So it's allowed Asia to, I think, really leapfrog from a technology perspective a lot of what the rest of the world is doing when it comes to insurance. I think it also helps that, you know, these are incredibly young populations in general, so you get the adoption rates to be much higher than you do in other parts of the world.
It's a really unique experience that you bring to the table to your current role, and let's turn our attention to that because at the moment you're leading Zurich Global Ventures. So just give us a snapshot of what that entails.
Yeah, I mean, the idea for Global Ventures actually started when I was in Asia. So I think it sort of influences even the thinking we have today. But the idea is to create businesses that combine insurance sales with services in a way that really changes our customer experience. So it's about building a product that is not a standalone insurance product, but an insurance product built around services and capabilities to reduce and minimize risk and help people overcome risk in the first place. And those businesses are everything from travel to, you know, employee benefits. We're looking at digital health and well-being. You know, there are a number of different areas where we think we can apply that concept to bring new value to customers.
There seems to be a lot on your plate, but tell us exactly how you yourself are being confronted with innovation on a day-to-day basis.
So for me, you know, I think about how do I encourage innovation within the team that I have. And a lot of it starts with bringing the right people on board, right? There's a can-do attitude when it comes to innovation, and there's a sense of creativity. So we are often not the sources of innovation, right? We receive it from the outside world. It's about how do we take that innovation and apply it in our business, and how can we creatively think about the problems we face and bring those, you know, new technologies to solve those problems that we face today. So it really does begin with hiring the right type of people that have the right mindset and the right approach to tackle these types of issues.
You spent so many years trying to get to know your customers even better. So what do they really want from insurance? And has anything surprised you, in fact?
Maybe the biggest sort of secret is that, you know, I believe that customers don't want to need to buy insurance, right? And it sounds kind of counterintuitive from an insurance perspective, but, you know, customers don't want to need to buy insurance. They don't want to have risk. And I think if we focus on the fact that our customers, you know, they don't want to get in accidents in their cars. They don't want to have their flights delayed. They don't want to have problems. So if we can focus on solving those underlying problems, we actually reduce the need for insurance, right? And that is actually what our customers want. They want less risk, more certainty, and they want to recover more quickly. And that's why at Global Ventures, we're focused on combining insurance with the services that can minimize that risk.
So let's talk more about that. How can you, in fact, better address these changing customer expectations and behavior through technological advances?
I think there's some really sort of basic examples that are being used today that sort of highlight how you take that innovation and apply it to a customer need. So, for example, you know, when it comes to homeowners insurance, right, you can now use a drone to assess the quality of someone's roof. Now, a drone is not super modern technology, but it was innovative at a time. And using that technology to assess the quality of someone's roof and understand, are they at risk? Do they need a new roof before something bad happens? Is a way to use technology and innovation to reduce the risk seen by an individual. You can apply that same logic to individual travelers. We have a product whereby travelers can track on their phones, or we can track on their phones, how they're traveling. And we know if they're in a dangerous situation. You know, are they in a zone where there was recently an earthquake? And can we help them, you know, get out of that and address that situation faster? Because we now know where they are. So it's about leveraging technology to reduce the risk that our customers face on a day-to-day basis.
These are some great examples that you've brought up, and I can imagine that they're successful examples. But what barriers have you faced when trying to implement innovation, and how did you actually, in fact, overcome them?
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of barriers that often come up. You know, it starts always with sort of mindset, right? You know, is this really going to work? I don't see how it's going to work. On the one hand, and I think overcoming that mindset and helping people appreciate, you know, how they can do things differently in order to apply this innovation and the technology to solutions, that's always one of the first hurdles. But sometimes the hurdle's on the other side. You know, we find ourselves working with a lot of innovative small companies who make great claims on the things they can do. And we say, well, this would be wonderful for our business. And then you find out, well, maybe claims aren't quite there yet, and it's not quite as powerful an innovation as we thought it was to begin with. So I think it is about the right balance of, you know, bringing the right level of change to the way we do business today, but also, you know, having a realistic view on the capabilities of technology as they stand today, and not trying to stretch that technology too far, right? Take it for what it is and use it for what it is to improve the way we run our business.
Now, Jack, we're situated here having this conversation in this very cozy studio today at the Zurich headquarters. How do you think Zurich as a group can continue to be innovative?
Zurich is a wonderfully global company, and I think that that global aspect to our business is very powerful. We have businesses all over the world. By nature, given the size of our home market, right, we have to be international. And I think being international exposes us to a lot of different ways of thinking. It exposes us to a lot of different opportunities, to different people, and creates a need for us to be open-minded about how we think about problems. And that's a really powerful aspect of our organization, recognizing that we are a global company, we're an international company, and bringing different ways of thinking from all over the globe has allowed us to be competitive.
Having this international structure, this international family of employees, it's easy to come up with innovative ideas. How do you ensure that those don't get lost in this whole process?
Yeah, I mean, we do run ourselves, as a group of different companies all over the world. So creating a way for us to share ideas across the organization has been very sort of a powerful eye-opener, if you will. So the innovation challenge that we run, where different businesses are encouraged to bring new ideas and new companies, present them to the group, often it's that cross-fertilization of an idea that came out of, Singapore and Mexico saying, well, we could use that here in Mexico. It's really about opening up that communication and making sure we continue to learn from each other across the globe.
We've talked about the past, we've covered the present, but let's focus on the future now. What capabilities will be key to accelerating innovation as we look towards the next 10 years?
I go back to where we started earlier around people. I think if we have the right people in place that have the right approach to learning from the environment, to thinking about how they can apply, those tools and those learnings to their current business and to their customers, I think that's what really opens up innovation and allows us to continue to move forward. It is about risk-taking as an organization, trying new things, but I think it is also understanding the impact of failure, right? It's taking risks in a controlled way, understanding the downside of the risk that you take as an organization. So making sure we have people who understand, how to apply or are creative in terms of how they apply new technologies to their business, but at the same time are conscious of the impact it may have on our current business. So it always comes back to people.
Jack, if I may, I'd love to put you in the hot seat now and do a quick fire round of some short questions. What is the one value you would associate most closely with Zurich?
I think Zurich is incredibly open-minded as an organization. And that is a really powerful, maybe that comes from the whole global aspect as well. You have to be if you're dealing with people from all over. But I think being open-minded to change, being open-minded to new ideas is really powerful. And it's certainly one way I would characterize the organization.
The last question I'd like to finish up with, what's one piece of advice you would give to your younger self entering the world of insurance?
Oh, wow, there's so many things I could have done differently. I guess if I would sum them up, I would say focus more on the journey and less on the destination. I think early days of my career in particular, I was really focused on getting somewhere in terms of a position with an organization. And I think it's important to really focus on the journey that you take to get there and the learnings along the way. And that's something word of advice I would give to my younger self.
So in short, enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Jack, for joining us today. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode of Zurich Talks podcast, discover more at www.zurich.com/Zurich-talks. And if you found these insights helpful, make sure to join the conversation over at LinkedIn with the hashtag Zurich Talks. We'll see you soon and take care.